Hey guys, welcome back to Simply You. Be here, be real, be you with Carly Basham. Thank you all so much again for tuning in this week. I hope you all have had a phenomenal week so far and using this Sunday to reset. We have some very exciting things happening today with a very exciting guest. I'm so excited, y'all. This one's going to be real good. So without further ado, we have an opposite hitter from Missouri City, Texas. She's a three-time All-American. She is one of only 13 Trojans to earn multiple first-time All-American certificates. She has played professionally in Italy and the U.S. She played 3 years at Texas and 2 years at USC. She played in the Italian Serie A and Pro Volleyball Federation during the first professional season for them. And she is a five-time All-Conference team honoree. And as well, she has her BA in communication and her master's in digital media management. Without further ado, you guys, welcome Sky Money, Sky Fly, Skyler Fields, baby. Welcome to Simply You, and thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Of course. I'm so excited of the duo that y'all didn't know y'all needed, but it's coming at you, truly. So, Sky, just thank you so much for being here. I'm super excited to get into the conversations that we're going to get into today. I think just not only with your athletic accomplishments, but I think just the energy that you bring and the aura and the confidence and just like the woman that you are, I think is what truly so many young women and even like girls my age too just look up to you, right? And I think your story and your mindset and just all that you face and seen deserves to be heard. And I'm so excited because I really think that you have so much value in this world, and I'm so excited just to shed some light on that today. So again, just thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Of course. So Sky, I guess for starters, I want to get into kind of the journey of becoming a game changer. You know, like I feel like for all of us who have seen Skylar, we know that you are the type of person, you are the type of athlete who takes control over the game, right? You know, like in those big moments, we talk about those clutch players, you are one of the first people that comes to mind, right? Like, I wouldn't give you the ball every single time. So kind of just want to get into that, Sky, especially just with how big of a presence you had and how much impact that you have had over the game specifically. What was the moment you realized that you were really meant for something bigger than just volleyball?
Yeah, I mean, I think just being competitive, like when I was younger, trying out different sports and just trying to figure out what was going to be the best fit for me. I really think that like when I started playing volleyball, like I wasn't good. No, I don't think this like is just a fact. I wasn't good, and I was just like, okay, but I enjoyed doing this.
Right.
I was like, okay, like I'm gonna keep trying this, whatever. And then like, I feel like all of a sudden, like one day, it just like clicked for me. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, maybe I can do this, you know? And then I just felt like I kept playing, kept getting more and more competitive. It's like the more you play, like, the more competitive you get.
100%.
Like, I'm just like, okay, like, maybe this is going to work out for me. Like, if I like keep trying, like, keep putting in the work and like just trusting the process, I think like this could really work out. So I don't know. It's on the right track right now. So I really just enjoyed every moment of it.
That's awesome. And yeah. I feel like it's so cool to be able to see like, yes, you started out like not good, quote unquote, you say, but I feel like it's so fun to see like the process and just like the development that you've had to like, yes, with like your physical skills, but also just like the confidence and like just how much more competitive you've been gone from the first few moments that you played to, which is cool. Love that, Sky. And you kind of mentioned just that process too. I'm sure throughout developing your skills and getting to where you are, that came with some doubt, that came with some hardships too. Just how have you struggled with self-doubt and how do you push past it whenever you do face it?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like everyone does at some point, you know? And like, I think being able to accept the fact that you're struggling, you know, or like just being like, hey, like, I think that that's a time where you need to like really like sit down and be like, okay, like not even if you have to like, you have the time for that, but just like really like think like, what am I doing this for? And like, why am I here, you know? And I think that like for people who like really want something out of what it is that they're doing in any like aspect of life that it is, I think that if you understand like why it is that you're doing it and like what it is that you really want, like you're going to want to go after it. So it's like you want to be your best at all times. So when you're not feeling that way, you're like, dang, like you're obviously going to start to like negative talk, right? Self-doubt yourself. But it's like, I think being able to know, like, why you're doing what you're doing, like, really sparks, or not even why, just what you're doing before really sparks,
like, the purpose behind it.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
like, it's bigger than just, like, those hard moments,
right?
Like, the days that you fail, or right, like, the days you don't succeed,
right? And I'm like, these, and then when you do succeed, you look back on those moments and be like, wow, like, I really, like, if it wasn't for those moments, I wouldn't be where I am,
100%, you know, 100%. And then I feel like, even once you start to recognize that, that's how you even start to fall in love with the process, too,
right?
I feel like, whenever those hard days do come, like, yes, like, the negative talk and everything starts to come, but then I feel like that just makes you want to, like, persevere past it even more. And you're like, fuck that, like, I'm just going to go after this almost.
Right.
And, like, just because I feel like at that point, you're just going to keep proving to yourself that, yes, like, the hard times come, but then you're going to also start to see the reward and the success slowly after the hard times too, which is cool. Yeah, that's awesome. And I liked how you said, like, literally every single person faces that.
Yeah, like, for sure.
I'm not even kidding. You probably, like, the highest athletes, like, you could get, like, LeBron James, like, you could get, like, Paige, like, you could get anybody. And I feel like they have all faced days and times where they're like, why am I playing this? Or, like, it's really for me. Or, like, I'm kind of bad at this game or something like that. But you just got to, again, just trust that what you're doing it for is bigger than that.
No, for sure. And also just, like, trust your training, too.
That's a big one. That's a huge one.
Pour so much time into it. Like, come on. Like, this is routine at this point, you know?
Facts.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so true, too. Because even, I feel like, whenever you start to get in your head, that can make you forget about what your body already knows what to do. Because, like, at that point, some of the stuff is just muscle memory. It's like, once you just turn your brain off, your body's going to know what to do. It's kind of like that, like, autopilot mode, I would say. But I think that your mind can, like, get in the way of you even getting in that flow. So I love that. Trust the training.
Ooh, that was good.
Trust the training. The training never fails. And also, like, you're putting in so much fucking time. Like, you're not just putting in that time just to put in the time. Like, I feel like that can also make you be like, no, like, I'm gonna be practicing, like, 4 to 5 hours a day, because whenever those moments where I'm not playing good, I can be like, oh, well, that's why I just fucking practice before. That's cool. And Sky, we all know that you are a badass on the court. I mean, your energy, I'm obsessed with it. Some people obviously are like, it's too much, but we're gonna get in that a little bit later, y'all. Don't you worry. But just being able to kind of have that champion mindset, you know, like, I feel like you step on the court and your expectation is to win. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. So can you just kind of tell us, really, like, what is your mindset whenever you do step onto the court and kind of, like, how it forms?
No, for sure. I think it's, like, when I step onto the court, it's business, you know? It's my job now, but it's, like, always been something I'm like, okay, but we've been preparing for this whole time. Like, we're going to the battle. Like, what are we here to do? Like, literally, what are we here for, you know? So I think just being able to have that mindset of, okay, like, I'm coming in here, like, we're going to attack, like, it's war, you know?
Yeah, so it's
like
it's a literal battle.
It really is. So it's like, I want to win every single time. Like, I believe that we can, and I think that we are, like, good enough to have good training, you know? And I think that when we all play together, like, it's unbeatable.
100%.
And, like, for any team that I've been on, like, I just really do think that. And I think that being able to have that mindset, but also try to instill it in other people on your team is really what helps make success. And I think other people have their own mindsets of what they want to do and stuff on the court, which is totally fine. But I think just, like, reiterating the fact that, like, we're out here to handle business. Like, let's do it. And I think that that's huge. I feel like you shouldn't be on the court if you're not thinking
that way. Literally. Agreed. And I just love the way that you said that, like, it's war. Like, it is battle. Like, there's no games. Like, yes, it's fun. But, like, the fun part is going to battle.
Right.
You know, like, it's not fun just to, like, fuck around and goof off. Like, no, like, the fun is fuck around and find out, you know? For real.
No, for real.
Like, that's, like, the fun, like, that's, like, the fun part about it. And I also just, like, and I also loved how you said that you can start to, like, instill that mindset in others, too. Because just like you said, like, each player on your team is going to have, like, a different way of, like, approaching that game. But I think that if you can all collectively be, like, this is a battle. Like, we are here to fucking win this game.
Right.
Like, there's no more question.
No,
but I feel like if you can have a team of competitors that just, like, refuses to lose, where, like, you are winners and you all know it, And I feel like that's what's gonna train you guys to even like move differently.
Right.
Like, that's the difference I feel like between like a good team and like the best team.
Right.
You know, because I feel like once you get to like a certain level, it's like you're all gonna be able to know how to serve and hit and pass and do all that shit. But it's like how you're doing it.
Right.
It's like how intentional you are.
For sure. No, I agree.
I love that. But Sky, I really think that having a mindset of a champion, you have to be able to be confident, right?
Right.
But I think also with confidence has to come humility too. I think that whenever you have confidence without humility, that's whenever it comes to be cocky.
For sure.
But I think you do such a good job with showing humility on top of your confidence too. So can you just kind of get into how do you balance your confidence with humility too? Like, where do you find that fine line?
No, yeah, for sure. I think first off, like, with the Lord's gonna bless you, you can strip that right away, immediately. And I think that, you know, I think just experiencing things, you really do have to stay down so you come up. And that's a lot of things, or a lot of people don't really realize that. I think people, and it's not their fault, it's just, I think, the way things are today is, like, you want stuff to happen instantly.
Right.
But, like, stuff doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. Days, hours, minutes, like, literally takes so much time. And I think that being able to go through these hardships and like these tough moments is like really like what makes you stronger and like I think just like want it more. And so I think that like when you get the opportunity, like you should have the confidence because you've been like, dang, like I can get through these like this adversity. Like I think that like I'm able to be resilient. Like I feel good about that. And so like now I feel good about what it is that I'm gonna do, you know? And I don't know, I really have learned like a lot about patience during my, like, not even just volleyball, but, like, my entire life, like, in all aspects. I think that being patient is key, and I think we fail to forget that sometimes.
100%. And I loved how you said, too, like, stuff and success does not happen instantaneously.
No.
And that's where I feel like the instant gratification, like, the instant reward nowadays, like, that's just what is pushed out in so much, like, social media and stuff like that. It's like, you just see these people and like these players just start to become big hits overnight like that and then you just see constant success and then constant fame and stuff like that comes and it's like people forget that the true beauty of like the process is like this is like the slow and like the small ones that come out along the way and like it really does take patience and I'm a firm believer too like good things great time but like great things take even longer and like seriously it can be so hard. But I feel like just going back to like why you're doing it, you know, it's like I feel like going back to your purpose and I'd be like in those hard times where you are facing the like adversity and stuff, just kind of like reminding yourself that you wouldn't be facing these problems if you can't get through it.
Exactly.
And like you are gonna get on the other side, become so much stronger and learn so much more like about yourself. And you can either become more patient or you become more strong or more like resilient. Like you're going to gain so much from those hard times too.
Yeah.
That I feel like makes the process like so much more worth it too. Because I feel like it's so easy just to look at like the end goal and look at like the success and it's like the titles and stuff like that. But I feel like if you can really take a step back and take value into like the hard times and like the times where it's like you don't always like 60 or like the times where it doesn't look always perfect and always like I don't know like I just feel like that's how you know that you're doing it for like the right reasons
right
too. And I feel like that's also something where I feel like some people go for things with horrible intentions but I feel like with you like it's really clear that just with your approach with things you know like I feel like even just with being like an LOB like I think with you even just being an LOBB and stuff and just being such a good successful athlete like amongst those teams too being able still to find ways to ground yourself
right
like, I feel like you have been one of the key players who have shown that you don't always need to be like in people's faces all the time to still be valuable
right
you know and I feel like that's something that's super super important to see especially with someone but
yeah,
I need to say it kind of speaking on what you've learned about yourself too Sky what have you learned about yourself through volleyball that you would have never expected to?
I don't know. I mean, I would say, like, normally, I'm a very impatient person. I really am. And I don't know. I tend to get, I don't know. I just feel like I am impatient. I think that, like I said, like, earlier, is, like, volleyball has made me become patient. Just learning each skill, like continuing to strive for greatness in these like skills, like different parts of the game, myself off the court, how I handle myself on the court, like getting the results that I want, like with my playing, like performing at my best, like everything takes patience. Like even like getting into the right mindset, like what it is that like I'm trying to accomplish, as well as the whole collective group. You know what I'm saying? I think that, you know, patience is, I can't stop saying it.
It really is.
Like, I just.
Especially whenever you are an impatient person, I feel like once you start to just practice it in your everyday life,
like,
you realize how many things you actually gain from just taking a step back and then allowing things to actually develop.
Right. You know, like, I just feel like I'm just continuing to grind it out. And I'm honestly loving that process. Like, it's, I don't know, it feels good. I don't know, it really does though. Like, I don't know, I just feel like the older I've gotten, the more mature I've become, like, just handling things. And I think that patience is key, for sure.
100%.
Things are going to take time, but I think that it's so much more worth it when you look back and think of all the work and time and just emotions and, like, everything you felt through the whole process. It, like, feels like it's, like, paid off, you know? And that's what I'm looking for.
That's awesome. I love that, Sky. And I feel like, I really do. Because I feel like once you start to practice patience, or even, especially because, like, I'm the same way. Like, I am the most impatient person, too. And that's in, like, every single area of my life.
Right.
Like, if things take longer than what I have in my head, I get so angry. I'm like, why is this taking so long?
Right.
Like, what's going on? But I think that whenever those moments do come up and you start to realize that that is like an opportunity for you to take a step back and be like, okay, like, what can I actually gain from this? Like, let me actually take time to figure it out, and like work through it and stuff. And you can learn so much about you, but also just like learn so much like about life too. Cause I feel like once you just start to practice the things that you like aren't good at, quote unquote, I feel like that's whenever you start to feel your best, which I feel like is honestly crazy, because it's like you're doing things that you know you're bad at, but that's whenever you start to prove to yourself that like it doesn't matter what happens, like you can see the bigger picture
for sure
on it. And I feel like it makes those moments that maybe like before seem so big and like make you just so either like angry or like anxious or something, and then it almost like takes you into like a third eye point of view and be like, this is all gonna be okay. And
as
you get through it, like, I'm cool.
For sure.
That's cool. So, Sky, I feel like you are the type of woman and athlete where there's been a lot of talk about you online throughout your entire career. I feel like that's been them. Like, people are going to say what they want. They have already written the narrative for you and about your life and about your story. So, what's something that people assume about you that this is not true? I'm sure there's a lot. But
yeah, like, I want to say, like, maybe that, like,
yes,
you know
that.
Like, I've heard that from a lot of people, but I think that people assume how you act on the court is how you act off the court. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, for me, I'm just a really tough competitor. I want to compete. Like I was talking earlier, I'm not playing the game.
Right.
Come out there, like, so, like, and that, like, it's all love. It's all competition. But like, I'm ready to compete. But like, off the court, I feel like people who like actually know me and, you know, really try to I'm not even saying like try to get to know me, but, you know, like, just,
they just take the time to see you outside of just being an athlete.
Like, you know, like, understand, like, who you really are. Like, those, like, people will be like, okay, no, like, you're actually, like, super chill, laid back, like, built the flow, but, like, a good person, too, you know? And I think that, like, the internet is going to portray you
how they want to.
And I mean, not even just me. Like, there's a lot of people out there who I feel like the internet makes a story for you. And I think, like, nowadays, like, with us becoming more digital, I think that, like, it's only going to continue on for all people in life. Like, even like a regular person, like, I'm not saying I'm a regular, he's not.
But
people, like, just like, you make one wrong, like, look, or like you do one wrong thing, not even wrong, but like it looks like it's wrong,
like,
the story can be twisted. On the internet, your life could be over.
Right. You're canceled.
Yeah.
You lose all of your opportunities.
Right.
Like, you get your entire bit, like, just taken away from you, basically.
But then there's people also doing stuff that's ridiculous, and then they're spinning that. I'm like, yo, what are we doing?
Literally.
You know? So it really just depends, honestly. So I think just, you know, continuing to stay true to myself.
100%.
Simply me, simply you.
Period.
You know, I think just people like who really, or who want to spend the time to like understand like who you are, like will know who you are.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. But people who are actually going to take the time.
Right.
To put in and see who you actually are,
right.
They're gonna see who you are.
Right.
I have so much to say from that too. One, I do think that social media plays such a big part in how people view you, especially because I feel like you see like these videos of you like staring people down and stuff, and then it's like they see that and they just latch that one video onto your entire personality. And I'm like, just because you stare someone down, does not mean that you're a bitch, or like, does not mean that you're rude, or like,
right.
Or like, just because like you have like an RBF, or like you're serious sometimes, like whenever you're playing, does not mean that that is how you are off the court. But I feel like it's so easy for people nowadays. I feel like our first instinct is just to look online, and then like the first thing that we see, that's exactly what we think about that person. And it's like, it's just so crazy how just like one moment can dictate someone's entire view of you.
For sure.
And I don't think it's right, because honestly, like, and I'm not even just saying this too, like, if you were a bitch, I would not have you on the show.
Right.
You know? Like,
for sure.
Seriously.
No, for sure.
But, like, I just think that instead of, I think, people just assuming and trying to see what they want and what they're used to, actually taking the time to break out of those habits and being like, okay, like, Skylar could actually be super cool. You know,
yeah.
Like, I even think that we can even go deeper into this, which I'm going to go deeper into it. But even, I mean, like, we know that volleyball is a predominantly white sport. Like, majority of the athletes there, it's predominantly white people,
right.
You know? And I think you look at even just how social media portrays the sport in general. And, like, you look at, like, the highest followers of athletes,
mm-hmm.
right? Especially in the sport, most of them are white, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like you just see the videos, especially of how we see those athletes being portrayed, you know, like they're going to meet their fans, they're going
mm-hmm.
to sign autographs with their fans, they're going to hug their moms, and like they're posting like collaborative pictures with like their family and stuff. And then it's like we get to, which like I'm not saying that like we need one or the other, I just think that we should be having the same style
mm-hmm.
for both, you know. It's like, then it's like you see all the videos of viewers just like mean mugs, staring people down and stuff, which like is legit. Like I fucking
mm-hmm.
love those videos because they're hard. But I also think that social media just doesn't even allow people to see the side of you that is signing autographs, that is going to fans, because again, like it's just how we're all being portrayed. Like it's
mm-hmm.
how you are being portrayed. And I think it's just very interesting to me how people are so quick. Like you see, like, I mean, there's literally, I know very competitive athletes who are white, and they will stare people down and stuff like that. And then you'll see fans going up and clapping
mm-hmm.
and getting all like that. And then like as soon as you see like you stare someone down, she's so rude, that's so extra, that's
mm-hmm.
all this and that. But like, why are we not keeping the same energy for
right.
both? You know,
right.
I feel like people are so quick, but I feel like that's again like what people are used to seeing and like what people are like accustomed to. Like that's what they're instantly going to assume
mm-hmm.
of anybody. And I just hope that we all could just see more than just like what the athlete is showing on the court. Because like we literally all have to realize too, like whenever athletes step onto the court, they are there to battle. Like you
right.
guys are there to battle. And it's like, it's not a joke. Like it's not a game. And I feel like the athletes who are actually there to battle, like they aren't there for show. Like
mm-hmm.
you aren't there to like look your best, to like be like this and that. Like, no, like you are there to fuck bitches up, like
right.
you know, like
right.
you are there to fucking battle. And I feel like that's what people have to realize with athletes too, is that just because how they celebrate, their demeanor, and like just like your entire aura on the court does not mean that that is your personality. It's
right.
just like what you're tuning into at that time,
right.
But yeah, I think that with social media, I think that it can definitely, especially for you, like I just think that people think you're so mean and you're so
mm-hmm.
like intimidating and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. And yeah, you're just a girl, like literally, you're just a girl. But like seriously though, it's like you're literally just like a person though, you
yeah.
know. And I feel like people just take their own fears and like their own insecurities and are
mm-hmm.
just like, I don't want to go up to her because she seems scared. Like, what like, why the fuck do you stay here? And right. What? I don't know. That was long, but.
No, you're good. I just think, I agree. Or like, okay, you're going to have to cut that.
Trust me, there's. Yeah. Trust me, bring it again.
Yeah. I'm just saying, social media is not real. I think it's just. Like, we're on social media so much more now just because of the way things are. But, like, I think just people need to understand that, like, what you see is not reality and it's not real. So I think just being able to take it for what it is, but, you know, also know that, like, I don't know. As you get older, you start to see it, you know? I'm just like, some people will lose themselves for a little bit of fame, you know? And I think that's...
And I feel like we even are seeing that, like, in today's age, too. Mm-hmm. Like, there's even, like, players or people... who are completely different just because they're starting to rack up the followers, you know? And I'm like, that's where I'm like, it just shows that they're not doing it for the right reasons. You know, like, they aren't doing something to develop and, like, evolve within themselves. They're doing it just to chase clout and doing it. And that's where it's like, to me, I'm like, I would rather chase after being the best version of myself than chase after a number of followers or chase after clout. Like, I feel like the way to get true clout, quote unquote, is to become the best version of yourself, and like the right people are gonna follow you.
Right. Well, I mean, it's also though, like, I feel like even like those documentaries on Netflix are like people like influencer like losing themselves over like fame and stuff. Like, I just feel like people get caught up in that, and I mean, like, some of it's like legit. Like, obviously, like, people follow like their favorite players, their favorite actors, right. Their favorite artists, you know, things like that. So like, it's, I don't really think it's more like. It's more of like the followers. I think it's more of like just how you're portraying yourself. Like, just like people in general, like sharing yourself on the internet. Like what you put out there, people can take it and twist it any type of way. So I think, like, I don't know. I don't even know where I'm going with this, but no, I'm just saying, like, I think that it's more it's like not organic, you know? And I think that people fail to realize that. And then that's when they start making those assumptions, you know?
100%. Yeah, 100%. Love that, Scott. And last thing I'll say about this, I do think that it's more about, like, the fakeness of it behind the scenes than, like, the followers.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that once they start to receive the followers, it's, like, reinforcing them that, like, what they're doing is, like, right. And then it's, like, that just whenever it makes, like, I don't know where I'm going with that. It's, like, once they start to, like, receive the followers, I feel like that's whenever it just enhances them being like, oh, like, I need to be this way or that way. Mm-hmm. Like, it just strips the, like, individuality, like, away from them.
For sure.
Like, and it's, like, I'm so sick and tired of just seeing the same thing on social media. Like, I just want to see each and every person post and just post their lives. Like, just post, like, who you are. Like, don't think that you have to do this or just like this or do, like, it's just, it's just getting extreme.
No, for sure. For sure.
But speaking of, kind of just, we talked about, like, the impact and portray that social media can have, especially just with young athletes in general. What do you want young athletes and especially just young women to take away from their journey?
I think just, you know, being yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously, like how you're talking about, like, people get caught up in, like, the media, like, trying to live, like, a life that they think is, like, worth living, I guess you could say. And I think not losing yourself while still trying to achieve what it is that you want to achieve, I think that it'll be way more rewarding. I think that it is way more, I don't know, you're able to appreciate it a little bit more because you didn't have to act a certain way, you didn't have to do a certain thing to get where it is that you want. It's like you put your head down, you went to work, and, you know, you waited your turn. And I think that you really do have to just stay true to who you are, because what's working for somebody might not work for you.
100%.
You know? And I think that being able to find what works for you, and, like, it just puts so much more effort and so much more intention behind what it is that you're doing.
100%. And I love what you said about what works for you is not going to work for the person next to you. And I feel like just placing value in that and knowing that it's okay if we have different styles, if we're still going after the same goal, you know? And, like, it doesn't always have to look the same to both be great.
Right.
I love that, Scott. And speaking of younger selves, if you could go back and talk to your younger self, what would you say to young Scott? Young Fly Sky. Yeah, what would she want to hear? Or what do you want to tell her?
Keep going, girl. For real, though.
Literally, going.
The world is, like, obviously, like, the world's your oyster. Mm-hmm. I think that there's so much that we can achieve, can accomplish, and, like, can strive for. And I think that, thankfully, like, volleyball has given me a lot of different avenues that, like, I can, like, go into. Like, while I'm still playing, like, even when I'm done playing, like, there's so many things that I feel like are out there for me to accomplish. And so I think that just keep going and, like, not ever getting, like, satisfied, you know, like, staying hungry and, like, just being, like, okay, like, now I want to do this. Like, all right, let's do that, you know, and just on to the next. So, but also, though, sorry.
No.
Also, another thing is to just, like, treat yourself.
You know,
literally treat yourself. So
100%. That's something that I feel like we don't do often enough. Mm-hmm. I feel like, especially just like we are the same type as so like, just how hard that we work and like how mm-hmm. disciplined. Just like whenever we like want something, we're gonna do everything we can mm-hmm. to go after it, right? But I feel like whenever you exert so much of like, it's literally like your entire being almost feels like it. That's whenever we have to remember to do those small things, right. Just to, like, make it fun again.
Right.
You know, treat yourself with, like, a nice, like, candlelit bath, or, like, right. Treat yourself with, like, a fun, like, girl's night out, and stuff right. like that. But it's, like, just, like, the work hard, play hard mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like just knowing that, like, the journey doesn't always have to be work. It's, like, we can sprinkle some play in there.
So right.
I love that. All right, Sky Money, if you had to describe your playing style in three words, what would they be?
three words. Okay.
Yeah, I like this question.
I'd say intentional. I'd say dominant.
Oh, I love that word.
And then last, I'd say, like, chill or like vibe, like vibing, you know, like I'd say like intentional, because like I'm going out there like with an intentional, what it is that like I'm trying to do, like what it is that I want to get done.
100%.
Dominant, because sometimes like at any given moment, like it can be like time to like take over, you know, and it's not like I'm like wanting it to happen, like it's just, you know, like it's just how the game plays out, you know. And I think that's
it. You're a club player.
It like it's I really do like enjoy just like playing and like just being aggressive and just like getting after it. So it's like, I feel like for me, like that's kind of something that I feel like is good to have, because you don't want to get small in those big moments, you know, you want to be big and you want to attack it. Like, cause if you don't attack it, I feel like you feel like, dang, like I could have done more. And like, you don't want to feel that
you
way.
Never want to feel that
and way. Attacking it doesn't mean like going after, like, let's say like volleyball wise, like, it doesn't mean, okay, we're talking about my playing style, so it would be volleyball-wise, but I'm saying, though, it's like, you don't want to just be like, okay, go up there and hit as hard as you can. Like,
right.
What's the best choice?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's having the intentionality,
right.
but still going after it.
You know what I'm saying?
Not like scared.
Exactly. Like, you're being intentional behind your aggression. And
right.
I think that that's key. And then I'd say vibing, just because I feel like, I don't know, like, I get hyped for sure, but it's, like, I feel like during the ups and downs, like, you don't really see the emotion change. Like, try to stay cool, calm, and collected, you know, just go with the flow. Like, well, it was a game of momentum, we all know that, and, like, life, too, you know, like,
yeah,
you're going to be up some days, and some days you're going to be down. So I think just being able to be cool, calm, and collected through it all will help you get through the problem rather than trying to panic and get frantic, and, like, that's when things start getting messy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think just staying cool, calm, and collected, and, like, letting things come to you.
You killed that! Round of applause! Those were great words. No, seriously, you fucking killed that. No, and I just love, especially the last word that you said, like the chill, being cool, calm, and collected, because I feel like that's what people miss and don't see too, is that, like, yes, you can take over and you can have that still, like, aggression behind you, but also it's like throughout like the transition moments, that's whenever it's like you just stay calm and you stay consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that's when I feel like people also, they try to be like that dominant player and they think that they have to be up and up and up the entire time. And it's like, you don't have to be all the way here for right. the entire game. It's like, just be at a consistent baseline. Mm-hmm. And then like, there's going to be moments where you take two steps up or it's like, you crank it to like two, like, it's like you crank it to 2 degrees, you know,
right.
higher. But I think that just knowing that, and I feel like it's honestly better to stay cool, calm, and collected too, because then it also just helps you stay more composed. And I feel like whenever you're composed, you know what you're doing. You don't let the moment get bigger than you, like what you were saying too. So I love that. I love that. I'm going to say 3 marks for you. I would say, what's the word I want to say? I don't want to say it. I would say this is kind of like a two-word one, but it's going to go into one.
Okay.
I would say, like, game takeover.
Hmm.
Like, you take over the game.
Yeah.
Like, I would say, like, in, like, those big moments, like, if it's 24,
23,
mm-hmm. I'll give you the ball.
Real.
Just because it's not that, I mean, like, there might be, like, I might have the entire, like, the best hitting line that you could possibly give me, mm-hmm. but just knowing your mindset going into it, like, I feel like I would just have enough trust to be like, I'm getting rid of that role. Like, that's where I want it. Like, in the game time moments, like, you're like a big time player, I would mm-hmm. say. Like, you're like a big time player. And I would say you're competitive, obviously. And I would say you're supportive.
Mm.
I think you're a very, very supportive player. Like, even watching you this weekend, like, you're always going up and giving high fives, and you're always, like, cheering people on.
Yeah.
But I think also what people don't see all the time is how much that you, like, help out your teammates, too. Mm. Like, I always see you going up and being, like, talking to your teammates, mm-hmm. and either, like, probably giving them, like, advice or, like, cues on, like, what to do, or, like, what this player is doing. Mm-hmm. And I feel like just going, like, that extra mile with your team, I feel like, is a different level of support that I don't think people talk about enough. Because they just, like, you are just such a leader, I feel like, in that aspect of a support. Like, I don't think that you're, like, the rah-rah-rah-rah-rah cheerleader type, but I think that you show your support by making sure that your teammates know that, like, you have their back against the wall. That's super fun and cool to see.
I think, like, supporting people that support you is, like, a huge thing. And, like, I really love, like, playing with my team, and I think that, like, having that camaraderie, that trust, like, that respect for each other, you're, like, be able to, like, accept feedback, but also, like, be able to be like, hey, like, this is what I'm seeing, like, let me, like, try this, like, that, if what you're doing is not working, you know, like, being able to also hear that from them is, like, really helpful, and I think that us being able to give each other that feedback is, like, helping us grow so much more, and I think that, you know, some days, like, things don't go the way you want it to, but I think just being able to have the support from your team, from your staff, like, from everybody, like, it's just, like, a huge thing, and I think that's also one of my favorite things about, like, just the sport and, like, the people that are involved in it is, like, being able to support those in the court with you. Like, I want to be, like, your biggest cheerleader. Like, I want to be, like, your support system because, like, I also have that in you, too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying, like, because you're doing that, like, I'm doing that. Like, it's genuine on both ends, you know? And I think that that's something that goes a long way, for sure.
100%. The feedback part of it, too. I think that being able to receive feedback from your team gives them so much more trust in you, too, because it shows that you respect them, that you know that they have your back as much as you have their back. And I feel like feedback is something that you have to be able to kind of put your ego aside and be like, okay, no, like, I don't know everything. Like,
yeah.
I can be better at some things, which I feel like sometimes it can be hard to admit, but honestly, whenever you start to get comfortable in the uncomfortable and being constructive feedback comfortable for you,
for sure.
That's whenever you know that you're really valuing and prioritizing your growth.
Right.
Which is super cool to see.
Yeah.
Okay, last question for you, Sky. If you could sit down with any athlete, past or present, who would it be and why?
There's like a few.
Okay, name.
I'd say like Serena Williams.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Rick, excellent.
Queen.
LeBron James, obviously.
Of course. King James.
And then I'd say, like, Jalen Hurts.
Ooh, yeah. Yes. I also, like, love what he's about, mm-hmm. too. And just his, like, team and mm-hmm. how he is, like, what he speaks on, too. Yeah. That's a really good one.
Yeah.
Love. Good answer. Yes. Okay, Sky, we know that you are very talented, obviously, on the court. Kind of just looking in your career, both on the court and off the court, what are your future goals, both in your volleyball career and beyond? You know, like, what is Skylar Field's vision?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I just want to play volleyball and, like, see how far I can take it, mm-hmm. see how far I can go. And, you know, hopefully the pinnacle, honestly. And then post volleyball, like I spoke on earlier, I feel like there's just so many things that I can do. Like a few things I'd be interested in doing are going master's in digital media. So like being able to like work in that field and, you know, do like some behind the scenes stuff for like sport volleyball, or even like women's, like other women's sports, like soccer, like mm-hmm.
the WNBA.
Yeah. Like, you know, I think just like being able to do that and like just give back to the women who trailblaze for us. Mm-hmm. I also like want to be like a stylist one day.
Yes! That's where Fly Sky comes out.
You'd
be a good stylist too. Girl. Right? Because you can catch the vibe.
And like also I want to be like I already kind of am, like this is not a real job, it's just something like I want to like do, continue to do. This like a huge foodie, like just going and like eating good food, like trying good food, like obviously like I love a good home cooked meal, like love cooking and stuff, but like I just love a good meal. Mm-hmm. So like,
it's the experience,
yeah, you know, like
catch up the new ambiance,
right? And for sure, like it's amazing. So like
ooh, just, you should start doing like food reviews and like food videos.
Maybe my Instagram.
I'm about to say no, maybe kidding. Some food videos coming soon. Future Sky food connoisseur coming at you. I love that though. And I think it's just so fun whenever you can just think about all the different skills that you can apply outside of volleyball too. Because I feel like it also helps you not just latch on your identity just to the sport too. I don't think it's really easy to do as an athlete, but I think once you start to recognize your skill set that you can also apply into like outside life too, that's whenever you realize that like you're not just an athlete. No, like I'm strong, like I'm skillful, like I'm smart, like you're like so many more things than just I'm an athlete. Right. Yeah, which is super cool to see.
Please go. I also want to like run my own business.
Yes. And you have the qualities for it. Literally, that's what Ron Fortis, I had him on a couple of weeks ago. And he was even saying that it's like the qualities of a successful business owners are what make up like woman athletes, especially women. Because it's like we know how to like present ourselves, but also it's like we have the strength to like go after what we want and to like speak up. Because it's like I feel like especially whenever you are trying to start up your own business, you have to be able to like advocate for yourself.
Right.
Like you have to be able to hold that standard. And I feel like as a woman, you don't see that a lot, but I feel like if you have the courage and confidence to be like, no, like I know that this is how I want it to be done and it's going to be successful and great. Right. It's just so cool to see. And I feel like, your business, we need it. Oh, I love that. That's so exciting though. There's so many things and just like outside passions and interests. I feel like
For sure.
It makes you a brain.
For sure. No, I agree 100%.
Love that, Scott. Okay, now last question. Outside of volleyball, I know we kind of just touched on some of your passions and hobbies, but can you just tell us a little bit more about what are some of your passions or hobbies outside of volleyball, and how do you like to incorporate those into your life?
Yeah, for sure. I think one is just like relaxing, getting my rest, like taking myself out of the athletic space and just like putting myself into life and like just doing things that fill my cup, you know? And so like some of those things are, like I said, like going to eat good food, like going to catch a vibe somewhere. When I lived in LA, like going to the beach, going to sit there and just relax, like let my mind go free. I like music a lot, so like listening to music or like just like it really is. But also like I kind of want to, like I don't want to say become an artist, because like that's not what I mean. Like
I do love that.
I would like, I really like want to be like a sound engineer. I'm like into like music like that, but also like learn to play some instruments too. I really want to learn how to play a piano. I think I might like take that up in this off season. And then also, like read a good book here and there. I've been getting into reading lately just because I've had so much time. So yeah, just like be able to like escape into like something else. Yeah, getting to spend quality time with my family and friends, super important to me too. Just being able to be around your community, you know, mm-hmm. having that, like your unit, your rock, like everything you need behind you, I think is huge because you like really get to truly be yourself. Yeah, like just like having like my family and like my circle behind me. But also something I do like doing is like giving back to the community. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's, like it's a whole part of like being humble and like, you know, like just being able to do something bigger than me. I think being able to like take my clothes, go donate them to the women's shelter, being able to like go get food to the homeless and like just like pack bags and like things like that. I think giving back to the community just makes me realize like how much like bigger it is than me.
But no, I love that, Scott. And I love what you said about just being able to give back to the community, because I feel like as you work so hard, you start to receive and gain so much. But I think that is what's so cool about you is that, yes, it's like you receive so much, but then it's also like you still give so much too. And that's where I feel like you're grateful and greedy. And yeah. That's so cool to see. Because I think that it's super easy to fall into the trap of being greedy and just trying to take and take and take and never give.
Right.
And I think that's also what I feel like some people don't see is that you give so much to people and so much to your family and your friends and the community around you. And I just think it's super, super cool to see because that's really like a rare trait. You know, like just because again, it's so easy to, especially like once you're chasing so many things and after just going after and putting so much work and time into what you're doing, whenever you start to have the opportunities to take things, right? It's like you just want to go and take them for yourself. But I think being able to either give back or being able to take some things in and then like share it like, with your friends, like with your family and stuff, like that's what I feel like makes everything work, right? Because I feel like whenever you just take and take, that's what makes it just so lonely. And I feel like you're just gonna one day get to the top and be like, where the hell is everyone?
Right.
You know, whereas girls, like you can still reach the top and bring your family.
Right,
which is super, super stressful. Love that. You're here for the village. Sky Money, thank you so much for being on the show. I loved having you. Thank you for always being simply you, girl.
Thanks,
my girl, forever.
Thanks for having me.
Me too.
Long overdue.
Literally, y'all are going to be seeing this duo more, so get used to us. But seriously, thank you so much. And just thanks for just being so open and just talking more just like regarding your story and just like your mind frame too. I think it's so important for people to see who you are actually outside of what people want to see. So thank you so much, Sky.
No,
keep being you. Just know that you got a village behind you. Simply you is behind you. I'm behind you. You know that we're left in. So thank you so much. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure to like and subscribe on all the channels. They are linked in the bios. And I hope you all have a fantastic week. Thank you all so much. And I'll see y'all next week on Simply You. Be here. Be real. Be you. With Carly Marshall. Thanks, guys.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.